join to worship God. Let's go to Bethlehem to see these things that have come to pass. Let this be our Bethlehem, here among the noise and little attention, as it was when Jesus was born. Joy to sing, once in royal David City. Give us the tenacity of the wise men as we come to worship newborn Christ. Give us generosity with the sharing of our gifts, and give us determination to serve. seek after that which we believe to be right. Jesus, let your nativity enchant our hearts again as we ponder quietly like Mary. Come to us and stay. And then, when this time is over, send us out into the cold night of the world to proclaim the wonder of your coming, God's love, a child on the earth. Lord, we pray. Amen. Let's say the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. The prophet Micah is quoted by the writer of the Gospel according to Matthew. The meaning of the words that are quoted may well be not as the author intended, but time has found a richness and a depth to these words. To sing, who would think that what was needed? not the highest of women, we know that to be true. Maybe she wasn't the most clever or the most beautiful, but we believe that through her, God enters in flesh. needs to be said about the relationship between Joseph and Mary is that although they were not married to each other, they were betrothed, which was a formal, socially recognised relationship which would have required a divorce for it to be left behind. But the centre of this story is not the man or the woman, but the Holy Spirit of God who moves into the world in human form.
This reading is Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 through 25. This was how the birth of Jesus Christ took place. His mother Mary was engaged to Joseph, but before they were married, she found out that she was going to have a baby by the Holy Spirit. Joseph was a man who always did what was right, but he did not want to disgrace Mary publicly, so he made plans to break the engagement privately. When he was thinking about this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, descendant of David, do not be afraid to take Mary to be your wife, for it is by the Holy Spirit that she has conceived. She will have a son, and you will name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." Now all this happened in order to make what the Lord had said through the prophet come true. A virgin will become pregnant and will have a son, and his name will be called Emmanuel, which means God is with us. So when Joseph woke up, he married Mary, as the angel of the Lord had told him to do. But he had no sexual relations with her before she gave birth to her son, and Joseph named him Jesus.
This is supposed to be Britain's favourite carol. We can debate that later here in the bleak midwinter.
Thank you.
it could have been that in later times, when Jesus goes into the temple to throw over the tables and to throw out the money changers and those who would rip off those coming to offer their sacrifices, he was encountering the sheep, the lamb, the forebears of those who had been offered to him earlier.
Oh.
in the world at large that something was about to happen in the world. It would be presumptuous of us to say that that clearly points towards Jesus, but it is indicative that people were waiting for God to intervene then as now.
Jesus was born in the town of Bethlehem in Judea during the time when Herod was king. Soon afterwards, some men who studied the stars came from the east to Jerusalem, and they asked, "Where is the baby born to be the king of the Jews? We saw his star when it came up in the east, and we have come to worship him." When King Herod heard about this, he was very upset, and so was everyone else in Jerusalem. He called together all the chief priests and the teachers of the law and asked them, "Where will the Messiah be born?" "In the town of Bethlehem in Judea," they answered, "for this is what the prophet wrote: 'Bethlehem in the land of Judah, you are by no means the least of the leading cities of Judah. Far from you will come a leader who will guide my people Israel.'" So Herod called the visitors from the east to a secret meeting and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem with these instructions: "Go and make a careful search for the child, and when you find him, let me know, so that I too may go and worship him." And so they left, and on their way they saw the same star they had seen in the east. When they saw it, how happy they were! What joy was theirs! It went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. They went into the house, and when they saw the child with his mother Mary, they knelt down and worshipped him. They brought out their gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh, and presented them to him. Then they returned to their country by another road, since God had warned them in a dream not to go back to Herod.
Came upon the midnight.
of spring. Holy Child of Bethlehem, whose parents found no room in the inn, we pray for all who are homeless. Holy Child of Bethlehem, born in a stable, we pray for all who live in poverty. Holy Child of Bethlehem, rejected stranger, we pray for all who are lost, alone, all who cry for loved ones. Holy Child of Bethlehem, whom Herod sought to kill, we pray for all who live with danger, all who are persecuted. Holy Child of Bethlehem, a refugee in Egypt, we pray for refugees, asylum seekers, and economic migrants, all who are far away from their homes. Holy Child of Bethlehem, in you the Eternal was pleased to dwell. Help us, we pray, to see your divine image in all people everywhere. Let us continue our worship as we make the offering. Holy One, as we will soon celebrate the birth of the Christ child, we offer these gifts of money. We know that everything in the world is a gift from you, O God. So we humbly return a portion of those gifts to you. Bless this money. May it be spent well. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We jump to sing, Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
Thank you.
Let me remind you of Genesis, says the writer of the Gospel according to John to the Jews. Let me remind you of your picture of the word in Greek culture, he says. Look, God is speaking and using the pictures that you know. God who has come among us. We've finished singing our last carol and I'll sing a benediction on us. If you've got the time, we've got the mince pies. Please come and join us. But you know, we know that people are busy, got other things on, but if you've got the time, please, you'd be most welcome. So if this is carol service, it would be against the law for it to finish without singing "O Come All Ye Faithful." All right, a line in, but come on, let's sing it anyway. So we join to sing "O Come All Ye Faithful."
Thank you.
season and forevermore.